and would like him to be the friends. This shir should be a special schus for Moriv Rabbi Shlita. And we're going to be learning Emir Tishem, a very beautiful Torah, from a hesped given by Hagon Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap Zatzal upon the passing of Rabbi Meir Simcha Kohen Mitvinsk, the Baal Or HaSameach, which is recorded in the Sefer Razi Li, 17th volume of the Meimarum, from page Kuf Samaches. And this drasha was said on the 13th of Elul, in Chorvus Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Anybody who goes to the Old City today can go again to the Chorvus Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid and David in the shul there, where Rav Charlap spoke, even though they have since renovated it, but same place. There's a machlokas in the Gemara between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan if an anocha, if a sai, breaks chatzi gufu shel adam, half of a person, or his entire guf. So this is not a machlokas in the Metzias, but rather how much a person is allowed to feel as a surim. Because the ikar maila is to be makabli yisurim bi'ava. However, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't feel the yisurim. If you don't feel them, they're not called yisurim anymore. Rather, with the idea and the hargasha be yisurim, you should just still be willing to be makabel than be ava. And on that there's a machlokes, how much a person is allowed to take to heart the pain of his yisurim. Rav says, only half of his body, one should feel the pain. Yochanan says, no, the whole body. He should start from half the body. But Rav Yochanan's mode, that after he tries half, like Rav, where Rav Yochanan's mode, if it's too much for him, then he's allowed to enable the Yisurim to break his whole body. And still, obviously, be makabel then be ava. And the Gemara there says that according to Rav, Shani Shmuel de Beis HaMikdash de Tekifa Tuva, Rav says it's mutter, you even have to be shover kol gufo. As it says in Yecheskel 21:12, El Shmuel kibav v'namas kol lev v'rafu kol yadayim b'chasa kol ruach. This terrible shmu of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which causes everybody to just melt, their hearts to melt, their hands to get weak, their spirit to be weakened. So when we talk about the Silukim Shel Sadikim, Kashu Silukim Shel Sadikim, Kursir Fesbeis Elokeinu, but Yosir Misrif Fesbeis Elokeinu, Machlokas in Chazal, is it as bad as the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? Worse than the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's definitely mutter for us to be Shofar Kol Gufeinu, even according to the Rav, because of this terrible shmua that a tzaddik like Rav Meir Simcha was nifter. The Gemara in Megillah and Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph is a very, very bizarre Gemara. Shal Rabbi Akiva's from Menchunya HaGadol. V'meir Achti Yamim. Rabbi Akiva, at the time was not well known, he approaches Rabbi Menchunya HaGadol and he says, in what schus were you marich yamim? Asu gavzi v'kamachuleh. So the servants of Nechumia didn't like this, and they hit Rabbi Akiva. He runs away, Yosef Aresha de Dikla, and he sits on the top of a palm tree. Amalei Rabbi, im nemar kevus lama nemar echad. Why does it say in the pasuk, the parashas Pinchas, kevus echad, one kevus is echad. It doesn't have to say kevus echad. Just say kevus, and we know it's echad. So Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol said, he's a Talmud Chacham, leave him alone. He liked his question. Amar Lein, he said to him, it's not clear who said to who. Could very well be that Rabbi Akiva said it. Echad miyuchad sheba edra. When it says echad, it doesn't just mean one, we know Kevis is one. It means the best of the flock. And then Rabbi Nechunya kind of says back, Rabbi Nechunya Gadol says back, you know why I was marich yamim? Yamai lo kibalti matonis, lo amadati al midoisai, uvatrimoni ayisi. I was never makabel gifts, I was never omid al midoisai, never makbid. And also I was very generous with my money. So it's hard to understand why they hit him in the first place. And what shaychus this has to the question of says keves, why does it say echad? And there are a number of other dikdukim in this Gemara. Bizarre, the whole Gemara is bizarre. So now we're going to explain. The Iker Shaila is always asked when a person doesn't feel the sweetness in the taste. If you feel the sweetness in the taste, if somebody loves Shabbos, he doesn't ask why God gave us Shabbos. He's only asking why God gave us Shabbos if he doesn't like Shabbos, or Shabbos is inconvenient for him. But if he likes it, he doesn't ask any questions. The Oneg is the best teretz to all the kashas. And that's... important to know for life, that people are always asking questions on what they're not connecting to. If you connect to it, there are no questions. If somebody loves Talmidei Chachamim, then they don't have any problem with the life of Talmidei Chachamim. The fact that Talmidei Chachamim are alive, they love Talmidei Chachamim. We know that through Talmidei Chachamim we're Davik B'Hashem. Is it Epsher Lutvuke Bishchina? Has it chance to be Dovik in the Shechina? The Moran says no. If you marry off your daughter to a Talmud Chacham, it's as if you're Medavik Bishchina. There are other things to connect to the Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham is a means to getting close to the Shechina. So if you love Talmud Chachamim, you're not going to ask Talmud Chacham why he's living so long. You know this Talmud Chacham is a means to get close to the Shechina. When he asked Rabbi Nechunya Gadol why was Marich Yomim, the servants understood that he was saying, I don't want you to live so long. Rabbi Akiva originally said, "Who me yitained the Talmud Chacham by the Shechinu kechamor psachim in tesam in beit." Originally Rabbi Akiva said that if a Talmud Chacham would come, I would rip him up like a donkey, bite him like a donkey. And therefore the servant said, hey, you hate Talmidei Chachamim, you don't appreciate the value, you're upset that Rabbi Nechunya is still alive. They started hitting him. And then Rabbi Akiva wanted to be mevayer, no, it's not because I lack love and dveikus by Talmidei Chachamim. It's a completely different kavana here. We can understand this based on the Gemara in Yevamos. It says this, Mispar Yemecha Malei. Gemara says, if a person zoche mashlim in law, if a person zoche, then he completes his life. Lo zoche pochs in law. If he's not zoche, he lives less. So amalei means either you get your full life or less. That's Rabbi Akiva. Chachamim say no. Zoche mosif in law. Zari machalim means if you zoche, you get more. Lo zoche, you get less. So Rabbi Akiva said back what it says about Chizkiyahu Ve'osafti Ayimei Chamesh Tzrei Shana. You see, the Chum said to Rabbi Akiva, excuse me, that Chizkiyahu got 15 more years. So you say you can't get added years. Chizkiyahu got more years. Ve'osafti Melachim Beis Chaf Vav Amar Lahem Lo Mishalo Sifu Lo. No, they added from his own. Rashi and Tosfos explain. It's called the Tosefes because he was supposed to lose some of his years because of his sin. And now he got it back. So it's not a Tosefes, it's just giving him back what he originally had. But you don't get added years. It's Rabbi Akiva's answer. Chams wanted to say that there is a Tosefes. Rabbi Akiva says it's not a Tosefes. He's just getting back what he originally lost. But it was his all along. Originally it was his. Tosis brings down the Gemara in Chagiga. You see from the Gemara in Chagiga that if a Talmud Chacham is Mavir al Midosef, you add on years. Because it says there that the Malach HaMavis went and he made a mistake between two Miriams and he took the wrong woman. And then he wanted to return the soul and the Gemara says no. He was told once it's taken, it's taken. But what about the extra years she was supposed to have? And the answer is, it's given to somebody who is Mavrel Midosav, a Talmud Chacham was Mavrel Midosav, gets added years. So what's Rabbi Akiva going to do with this Gemara? You see that there are added years. And it says Tosis that Rabbi Akiva doesn't have a problem with this because it was given to somebody, so it's not like added years that come out of nowhere. It was already given to somebody, so it could be transferred to somebody else. And Maharsha there asks them, what's the kasha from Vosafti al Yamecha? Maybe Chizkiyahu was given years that were given to somebody else. It's not a kasha. What's the word kasha in Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara's answer in the Gemara in the Rabbi Maharsha says that we're not going to say that you will get years added from someone else unless we know. If we don't know, we don't assume that way. So we have to ask from Vosafti al Yamecha. That implies that they're going to be added years coming out of nowhere. And to that, Rabbi Akiva said, no, it's just returning what he lost because of his sin, Chizkiyahu. So the Chor Lefidiv Rabbi Akiva, there's no place for Kaparas Avon Hador Al Adei Tzadikim unless you take away from their years. Lo Zacha Pochasin Lo. Whether the Lo Zacha is for himself, for the door, the Tzadikim that die and time, they're not Mechaper Al Avon Hador. Because they're not going to get Hasaf HaShanim anyway. Not getting added years. They're only supposed to get what they're supposed to get. Not getting any more. So the only way you can have a kapara is if they die early. However, it would seem that Atzmius Hamisa, the death itself, just like by every person, Yisurei Misa, Ar Mechaper Alavonos, so too the Misa of Tzadik is Bebchinas Misa Klalis. Ki Atem Am V'Machem Tamus Chachma. Eov Yud Beis Beis, you are a nation, and with you death, wisdom will die. These tzaddikim are a misa klalis, the death of the tzaddik, and it's mechaper on the whole door. The very fact that he died is mechaper on the door, even if he doesn't die early. And on the contrary, it would appear that tzaddik, who can defend the generation, who can protect the generation through his life, that he shouldn't have to die, he's be'emes, the most sublime and holy tzaddik. And that's why Rabbi Akiva went on the tree. He climbs on the Reisha D'Dikla, to be meramis al tzaddik katamra yifrach, to hilam tzaddik bezit gimel. In other words, he's saying Rabbi Nachman is a tzaddik, a dekel is a palm tree, which is a tamar, dates. He's saying Rabbi Nachman is a tzaddik. Well, if he matzav hador, it's roi, that he should be a kapara on the door. And that's what he said. Nemar kevis, lamar nemar echad. What's the echad? Miyuchad shebe edro. He's the tzaddik of the door. So you wanted to understand, since he's the one who should die, let's close the door. How was he zocha to protect the generation by being alive? And he didn't have to die in order to be mechaper on the door. That was the Torah that Rabbi Akiva wanted to learn. And Rabbi Nachami answered him, I never received gifts from people. I wasn't omid amidosa, I wasn't makbid on people. I was vatrin b'memoni, because of these midos, I was poel, and I activated in my life what other tzaddikim only can do in their death. Well, b'emes, it would appear that even according to Rabbi Akiva, one can get added years. The question is, if these added years subtract from his zchuyos and olam haba or not. It says, Mishal Nason of Apanav Lahavido, Tvarim Zayin Yud. And Targum Unkula says, Tov and Davdin Bechayim Mishal Nason Baal Madain, that when people do good in this world, sometimes they get the payment already in this world, and they lose that in the future world, in the Olam and Olam Haba. So that doesn't seem fair. But the truth is it's not Mitzad Midas Adin, just to make him lose his Chelik and Olam Haba. Because Mitzad HaDin, it's completely not fair. going to give him this world instead of the next world. What's this world worth compared to the next world? So this din is really rachamim. It's really merciful to give for person in this world. Why? Because if you have life, you have hope that he's going to do tshuva. So when it talks about giving the rishayim their schar in this world, it gives them the added opportunity, the new opportunity to do tshuva. So there's no fraud at all here. It's fair. We asked, how can you give away the next world for this world? The answer is because we hope they're going to do tshuva. So you're right, olam hazeh keneged olam haba is nothing when it comes to the etzem life. That life is the real life, this life isn't. But at least here you have an opportunity to do tshuva. So by giving extra life in this world, Hashem is giving these rishayim opportunity to do tshuva, therefore he gives them their schar in this world. Now, with respect to tzaddikim gemurim that are definitely going to be marviach in their life in this world, so they're happy to lose out on some olam haba to get more of this world. Because they know that they're going to make it up. And when they're here, they're going to do more and more mitzvahs. And it could be that that's pshat in Rabbi Akiva, if not for Rashi and Tosus who don't learn like that. But that's pshat in Rabbi Akiva. And they said to him, Vosafti al yamecha chamesh esrei shana. He said, Mishalo hosifu lo. What do you mean, Mishalo hosifu lo? From his own. So l'chora, we usually give Shemayim to Hashem and Arutz l'vnei Adam, or Shemayim Shemayim l'Hashem Arutz l'vnei Adam. However, we find the Gemara in Baba Kama, Tesamit Beis, Ad shlish mishalo mikan ve'elach mishalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until a third extra you spend on a mitzvah, that's mishalo. From here on in, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi explained. Until shlish, the third you add for Hidra mitzvah is mishalo. You don't get paid for that in your life. From here on in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay you in your life. That's what he says. Ad shlish mishalo. Until the third, mishalo. Olam haba. That's what it means, mishalo. God's going to give you your own in olam haba. And mikan veilech, mishalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is olam hazeh. So you see in this Gemara that mishalo is olam haba. And Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Olam Hazeh. So we usually give the Aretz to Bnei Adam. But here you see the Olam Haba is Shalom. So this Mishalom, Rabbi Akiva was talking about, Vosafti Ayameh Chamesh Zrei Shana, give it to Chizkiyah, that's Mishalo, that's from his Olam Haba. The Indian is that Al Schara Asid, it says, Ayin lo ras elokim zu osecha yasin al-machakalo. Nobody is able to see, besides Hashem, what is going to be given to the tzaddikim. Because Olam Haba is not something that's already prepared. All the Torah and mitzvahs we do create this beautiful Olam Haba. Famous question. How is Yediya of Hashem not Soser Bechira? And it's well known what the Rambam says, that just like we can't understand the Atzmus of Hashem, we also can't understand the Das of Hashem. However, the idea of a person about Bechira is impossible. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu can already have idea about what you're going to choose. How that works, we don't understand. That's what the Rambam says. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have idea about your future choice. But a person can have yediyah about your future choice. And Olam Haba is about our bechira, what we choose to do. And that's not going to be nigmar ad la'asid. And la'asid, we're going to be rewarded for what we chose. But in the meantime, we're in the world of bechira, we can't foresee what's going to be. And that's what it means, that when it comes to Olam Haba, Ayin lo ras alakim zu hasech, nobody else besides Hashem can see that, because that's based on our bechira. And a human being, God, can know what a person's going to choose. He can have yadi, even though the person still has bechira. But we can't know what a person's going to choose. That's outside the realm of our understanding. So Olam Haba is created by our Torah and mitzvahs, by our choice of good. And therefore it's called Mishelo, Adkan Mishelo. Ad Shlish Mishelo. And we said that's the schar that a person's getting in Olam Haba, because that's based on his free choice. And that's Rabbi Akiva. Ve'osafti al yamecha 15 shana. Mishelo sifula. It's taken from his Olam Haba, from his personal choice that he created. But Olam Haz is Mishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's already pre-created. That's prefab. That's already done. It's already here. It's a done deal. That's Mishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Rabbi Akiva's answer. Mishelo sifula. In other words, they subtracted from his Olam Haba. When Chizkiyahu was getting these extra years, it wasn't stam extra years out of nowhere. It was taken from his Olam Haba, and it was worth it to be taken from his Olam Haba, because he's just going to make it up by doing a lot more mitzvahs. Now it also will help us answer the Kashif Tosis in the Gemara and Chagiga. We see there that there is a Tosefis Shanim for people. Tzur v'mei Rabbanu de Mavir Amile, who's Mavir al Midosev, who's not makbel on people, lets things go by. So Pshat is that even though it says there that they're exchanging the years that one person lost and they're adding it onto the Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't get it for free. When he's getting somebody else's years, he has to pay with his Olam Haba. But if a person is Mavir al Midosev, it says Mavir in law kol pshav, so it's kedai for him to stay around here. You get a lot more schar. So it's worth his while to lose some of his Olam Haba. To get more life in Olam Haz, he'll get even more Olam Haba. That's why it's not a kasha. From that Gemara and Chagiga and Daf Dalet, the Tzur v'mei Rabbanan gets added years. Because you're right, he has to pay with his Olam Haba. Like we see in our Gemara over here, Mishelo Sifula. Gemara Yevamos. You have to pay with Olam Haba. Ein Achinami. You don't just get it for free. But it's worth it to pay with Olam Haba, because he's going to get, by getting more Olam Haba, he's going to get even more Olam Haba if he's a Mavir al Midosev. So again, that's Pshat in the Gemara. How are you zoche? The year you should have long days. Now it's going to be the bracha below the klala. And they thought that Rabbi Kiva doesn't want the Talmud Chacham to live. The servants of Rabbi Nechonya, they hit him upside the head. Because they said, Rabbi Akiva, you're still holding on to your old hashkafa of mi yitain li talmud chacham ba hashchenu kechamor. He was saying, no. Echad miyuchad. He's so special, Rabbi Nechumia, maybe he should die for the door. And not endanger himself by living out the full life in Olam Hazeh. Maybe he should die early. Be a great kapara. Or even die on time. But not extra. Because then he's going to have to pay with his Olam Haba, who says it's worth it for him. And he said, no, I'm not Omen Amidosai. Tchomavir Amilim is Misvasfinlo, like it says in Chagiga. Same idea with Lolekabo Matanos, Vatran. If he was a Makabo Matanos, it's easy to be a Vatran when you're a Makabo Matanos. You're not a Vatran on your own. It doesn't belong to you. But if a person is not a Makabo Matanos and a Vatran, he's giving up his own thing. So he has such a Nava. If such a Nava, you're going to be a Maver Al Midosev. Person on such a madrega is sure that the Tosefes Chaim is going to be a bracha. So that's pshat in the Gemara. That's why Rabbi Nechunya Kona says, that's why I'm giving extra life. You're right, I'm paying with Olam Hav. But it's worth it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that I'm going to take advantage. I'm going to be a none of. I'm not going to lose out. And continues the Haligor of Chalap, everything we said is matim to Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk. How already 8 years before they shot at him, and already then he was considered Miyuchad Sheba Edro. He was saved from death to life. And if we ask, in what schus was he saved? And we got more of his Torah, another 8 years, we can answer the tshuva of Rabbi Nechumia. Me'olam lo kibalti matanos v'lamati al midosai uvachim remoni ayisi. This gaon also, he wasn't a makabel matanos, he was a soni matanos b'tachlis. He didn't want to come to Eretz Yisrael. He was a big Zionist, Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk. Famous letter, encouraging people to make Aliyah. He didn't want to come to Eretz Yisrael because he didn't want to be a Makabel Matanis. He didn't want to get money added to his salary. He wanted to live Pashut. And yet he was also a Vatr B'mamon, or whatever he could give away, he gave away. He was a Mavra Al Midosev. Selech Lakol. And if we were Zoche, then he would have lived even longer. We're guilty. We lost this great Gaon in Tzaddik. And Rav Chalap continues the Hesped of Bedarko HaTova. We're not going to finish it. Maybe in a second shiur we will. But we definitely have some tifa, deep perspective on the Gemaras and Megillah and Chagiga and Yevamos. And see a Hesped of the great Tzaddik about another great Tzaddik. And we should have a Zecha and a Hashem. We should all have a Arichus Yamim, Vishanim Tovos, Vinimos, Simcha, Vituvleva, Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom, sweet, and his beloved friend.